Mishnah Yom is for Friday, the 24th day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Gimel, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Ba'arba Afrokim, Ha'olam Nidon. There are four times a year that the world is judged by Hashem. Ba'Pesach Alatvua, on Chag HaPesach, we are judged as to whether the produce of the year will be blessed. From that, at that time, at Pesach time, it's when the produce starts to become ripe. Batzeres, at Shavuos time, al peres ha'ilon, we are judged for the fruits of the tree, as to whether the trees will produce in abundance their fruit or otherwise. Because at that time, at Shavuos time, is when the fruits of the tree start to become ripe. Barash Hashanah, kol bo ha'ilam ovin l'fonav kivnemarin. And Rosh Hashanah, the first of Tishrei, that's when everybody goes before Hashem, like sheep. Just like sheep, Gemara explains, like sheep that are being counted in order to take Maaser from them, and they go out in single file, one after another. Shenamar, as it says, Hayotzer Yachad Libom Hamevin Kol Maaseim. He creates, the Creator created together the hearts of all people, and he understands all their deeds, and judges each person according to their deeds. Some of Farshim learn that what it means is that even though the people are going before Hashem one by one, nevertheless they can be glanced by Hashem in one skira. Hashem doesn't have to wait, pause each time. It's in one go. Everybody comes and is viewed before Hashem, before the Almighty. Marsha has an interesting question on this. He says that according to this explanation, that Hayotzer Yachad Libom Evin Kol Maaseim refers to the fact that Hashem sees the deeds and the hearts of everybody. How does that fit in with what the Mishnah is actually saying? It's two different things. The Mishnah is talking about that the people, humanity, passes before God like sheep, Indian file, one by one. And the Pasuk's talking about how Hashem understands all their deeds and judges them according to what they do. It's a different concept. So the Mashal explains as follows. He says that what the Mishnah means is not really that people pass before him like the sheep, but it's similar to the way the sheep go. In other words, if the sheep are going in a pack, hundreds of them all together, it's impossible to see them all at one time for the human eye. But when they're going one after another, they go one after another in orderly fashion, then even a human being can look at them in one time as he stands and he watches from the side. That's what Hashem does. Hashem sees everybody in one glance, even though they're passing before him. As it says, Hayotzer Yachad Libam, the Yotzer, Hashem sees them in one time, Yachad, in one go, as if they were sheep that are going one after another, where even the human being is able to see them and understand Kol Maaseihem, and Hashem understands all of their deeds, the details of each person. So according to the Mashal, the way he understands it, the Pasuk is reflecting what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is talking about people coming before Hashem like sheep, and we say like sheep, like individually, one by one, and the clarity of being judged and seeing all their deeds is still there, as it says, Hayotzer Yachad Libam Evin Kol Maaseihem. Uvechag, what about during Sukkos? Nidonin al Hamayim. Then the world is judged for water. That's when the rain starts, the rainy season. The Gemara explains that's why the Torah says on Pesach, without Hashem, says, bring the Omer. Why the Omer? Omer was a grain, an agricultural offering, because on Pesach it's the time where the Tvuah, the produce, is being judged. When it comes to Shavuos, Hashem says, bring the Shtei Lechem, bring the two breads, because that's when I want to bless the fruits of the tree. When it comes to Sukkos, Hashem says, pour the water. Nisach HaMayim is only done during Sukkos, because it's the time of Geshamim, the time of the rainy season. So Hashem says, pour the water before me, and out of that, the rains of your year will be blessed. The Ran, Rabbeinu Nissim, asks a very important question here. If man is judged on Rosh Hashanah already, Surely that judgment is for everything. It's for how much fruits and how much grain and how much water and everything. If so, everything is already decided on Rosh Hashanah. So what does the Mishnah mean that on Pesach there's a judgment on grain? On Shavuos there's a judgment on fruits and Sukkot for the water. It's all judged already on Rosh Hashanah. Answers the Ran. The three things that are mentioned in the Mishnah, grain and fruits and water, the world is judged for them as to how much there will be in the world. Will there be plenty of it, a lot of it, very little of it? That's the judgment that the world will have as to how much there will be, abundance or not, or scarcity. But in Rosh Hashanah, all the people, individuals, are being given a judgment as to how much they will benefit, each individual will benefit from the blessings of the year, which are done in other parts of the year. So Rosh Hashanah is more what you will get from this abundance or lack of it. And that's why Rosh Hashanah is so important. It's the time of each one, what will be the chelek of each person in these things. Mishnah Gimel. Times the Mishnah, there would be Mekadosh the Chodesh, sanctify the moon, based on witnesses that would see the new moon. Our Mishnah is going to tell us that after the did Kiddush HaChodesh, they would send out messengers to spread the news to the most distant places in Eretz and in Chutz La'aretz. But Mishnah will tell us that the shluchim, these messengers, would go out only on months where there was either a Yom Tov or a Tainis or a fast. Says the Mishnah, Al Shisha Chadoshim, for 6 months of the year, Hashluchin Yitzin, they would send out messengers to faraway places to announce when was Rosh Chodesh proclaimed. Al Nisan Bipnei Pesach, they would send out messengers to announce what day was Pesach, and what day was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so they'd know what day Pesach is. Pesach is, of course, 15th of Nisan. And once they know when Pesach is, then they automatically know when Shavuos will be. Shavuos is the 50th day afterwards. Alav, there were messengers would go out to announce when was Rosh Chodesh Av, Mipnei Tainis, because of the fast of Tisha B'Av. And why particularly this fast? There were other fasts as well, but this was the strictest of all the fasts other than Kippur. So that's why they would go out and proclaim when, announce when was Rosh Chodesh Av. Al-Del Mipnei Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Chodesh El, they would announce that when was Rosh Chodesh El, because once you count 29 days, then they would proclaim Rosh Hashanah. Because they would rely, even though it could be 30th day, and you know it's the 29th day, maybe El will have to a 30 days. But that's because ever since the days of Ezra, there was a tradition they had, but they never ever found El was Me'uber. El never had 30 days, it was always 29. And therefore they would go after the majority of the years. The majority of the years was like that, a vast, vast, vast majority of times. So therefore they would use that, rely on that and make it, once they knew Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they would say, okay, then 29 days later, on the 30th day, or would be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Al Tishrei, they would again send out messengers, Mipnei HaTakonas HaMoedos, to let people know when was Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, because of arranging the festivals. Even though we said before the Medrash Hashanah on the 30th day of El, that became 1st of Tishrei, so Lachori you'd know automatically when the Yom Tovim are. Once you know the day of Rosh Hashanah, then you know all the other Yom Tovim, Rosh Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, Yom Kippur. And the answer is that until then, they was relying upon them as on a roiv. They were relying upon the majority of years. They weren't 100% sure when was Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah was. But based on the majority of years, they would count from Rosh Chodesh El, they would count only 29 days, and the next day would be Rosh Hashanah. But because they were still uneasy about making that assumption, therefore, to clarify, to clear out any possibilities of mistakes, they would announce exactly when Rosh Chodesh El was, when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was, so that they know exactly when to celebrate the Yom Tovim without any suffix or fear. Al Kislev, they would go out to announce when Rosh Chodesh Kislev happened, Bipnei Chanukah. Chanukah is, of course, 25th of Kislev. Val Adar, Bipnei Purim. They would go out for the month of Adar because of Purim. Och så har jag börjat som inte skaja om jag snabbt för livet när jag ser katten. And when the Sanctus was up, then they would go out also for the month of the year because of Pesach Kotten. Now, Pesach Kotten is what we call Pesach Sheni, and it falls on the 14th of Iyar. Now, anyone who was Tomei or far away wasn't able to bring it off of the first Kotten, called Pesach, could bring it on the 14th day of Iyar, as it says in the Torah. But in order to know when that 14th day of Iyar was, they had to go out for Rosh Chodesh Iyar. They had to go out and announce when was Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Some point out that even in the Beis HaMikdash, was Kaim, the Shlucha would also only go out for 6 months, not seven. Why? Because even though we said that the people would go out for Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so that's the seventh month. But we have to remember that during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, there was not any fast of Tisha B'Av. So therefore they would not go out for announcing when Rosh Chodesh Av was. So ultimately, it's still going to be Shisha Chodashim. Only for 6 months, Shluchim would go out.